Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, our friend Steve Miggs over here showed up a little miserable.
Sorry to interrupt you, Taryn, but we have more breaking news. Since this weekend is your 40th birthday.
Taryn! She got butter candles. Blow them out. She got butter candles. Blow them out. Everybody at the party starts to gather round. Puffin', puffin'. Taryn!
You gotta love YouTube. There's a lot of Taryn birthday videos up there.
Which I feel like we've come very far because the name Taryn is like omitted from pretty much everything.
Right.
It's not very common. So this makes me super happy that it exists.
So we're celebrating your birthday. This Sunday we're going to be at Tony V's, but all morning long we'll be celebrating your birthday as well. Yeah. And we have a special birthday message for you that I think, actually I'm positive, you're going to absolutely love.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm scared. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's Marcus Trufant here, former Seattle Seahawks, and most important, former Washington State Cougar. Go Cougs, baby. This message, a quick birthday shout out to Miss Taryn Daly. Happy birthday. Hope you have a beautiful birthday. Put all your friends and family to work. Kick your feet up. Take a load off. Chill out. Welcome to the 40 Club. Go Cougs.
Now, just to let you know also, we didn't add that birthday music.
Oh, really?
Marcus Trufant put that on there for
Dude,
you.
He's on it.
I thought that was the best part. He sent me the video, and it's just, this guy, I'm like, is there something wrong with this video? And I'm like, that is awesome. So happy birthday.
Oh, my
birthday.
Gosh. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Marcus Trufant. Go Cougs forever.
Truly one of the great Seahawks and great Cougs of all time.
Absolutely. So, Migs, we got to follow up on your eye. Because
okay.
yesterday
yes.
you showed up in a very pirate state.
So, yeah, was it Wednesday night? I was at wrestling training, and I did or the guy I was working around with poked me in the eye. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then I aggressively rubbed it. The eye, that is. And then as I drive home, it started getting worse and worse and worse. And in the morning, it was really bad. I didn't get any sleep. I was able to get to work, but then it was just a struggle to do the show. Like, I'm doing the show with my eyes closed most of the time because I was just like, this just sucks. So, I listen to your guys' advice, and you guys are like, I think it was Sarah that even said it. It's like, you should probably go to like your doctor to have the eye checked out because it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I call him, I go on over there, I get there. And I mean, before I even like she assessed anything, she just saw how my eye was half closed and all the like watery in it. Like, she's just like, oh, whatever's going on is bad. It's like, okay, so then she numbed my eye, which I didn't even know you can do.
Is that with drops?
Yes, which I thought was terrifying. I'm like, what does that even mean? Well, just all the pain went away, so she could work around it, which was really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
So she does all that. She puts it through, like, you know, you have to put your face in front of that thing. And she's like, oh, there's like a full-on fingernail imprint in your eye. She's just like, that's bad. You're going to need a Band-Aid. And I'm like, what does that even mean? And then she even said, she's like, did you go to work? Did you work with this? I'm like, yeah. She's like, how? And my response was, Well, I did work with my eye closed. And I think she was just like, I don't need to ask any more questions. Like, I don't know what this guy does for a living, but he's doing his job with his eyes closed, which just seems kind of strange in the first place. So now I'm like, what does this even mean? Apparently, there are contact lenses that you can have that are Band-Aids.
Wild.
And the funny part was, like, just a couple of days ago before, I don't think we did it on the air, we were talking, like, just BSing amongst us, and we were talking about contact lenses. I'm like, I've never worn them, and I never will. So now, all of a sudden, I'm like, jinxed myself. So she puts the contact lens in, and it's basically just to help heal that scratch that's in my eye, and then antibiotics as well.
Is it the exact same size as a regular contact?
It looks just like a contact. And then I'm like, so my response was, well, how do I get this out? Because I don't know what the hell to do. I've never done that before. Does it dissolve? Like, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it. You'll have to come back next week. We'll take it out and we'll assess everything. I'm like, perfect.
So you leave it in the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
So now I had to go get the antibiotics.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's like, I go over to Target, CVS. That's my pharmacist, right? I'm like, well, I got to go to the bathroom before I get. I was like, I just have to pee. Go to the bathroom, standing at the urinal. And I'm not kidding. And I'm curious if you guys know what this means. There's a guy in the stall that's right next to the urinal. And his foot is fully out of the stall and he's tapping his foot. Do you know what that means?
Sarah? Is he calling you?
No, I have no idea.
Danny.
Nope.
All right. So, of course, I had to double check it to make sure I wasn't crazy. Tapping a foot in a bathroom stall is a signal used by people looking for sex in a bathroom stall.
Really?
And I remember hearing about this. It was like that Larry Craig politician. I think it was a politician. Got many, many years ago. And that was the thing. And I'm not telling. This wasn't like slightly out. Like his ankle, like you could tell, like he was forcing his foot fully out of the stall and he's tapping. I'm like, well, is he tapping it to the music? And so I start listening to the music, watching the tapping to his feet. I'm like, no, these two things are not going side by side. And I'm like, I never try to go number one quicker. I'm like, this guy is, I'm pretty sure, trying to get me to jump in the stall with him.
Oh my God.
So then I go to wash my hands and I hear the flush and I hear the, like he's trying to get up. I'm like, man, I ain't got time to dry it. I just dried it on my shirt, opened the door, went straight to the pharmacy. I was like, I don't want to be anywhere near this guy.
Holy cow, he almost had you.
Well, no. If I didn't show up to work today, now you would have known why.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I never experienced that. And
what
I was like,
that?
And I was like, does that ever work?
Oh, boy. Sure. I bet it does.
Yeah. I would imagine that probably happens. Works more often than you know.
Well, now I'm starting to think of where I go to the bathroom at the mall. I might have to just start going somewhere else. Like, what if that's like he just posts up there all the time? He's just tapping away.
I mean, then what is your move supposed to be? You just knock on the stall and you.
You know, I don't know.
I wish you would have just done a little more research. Yeah. Steve. Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed.
Wait, I should have Googled how do I respond to a foot. Do I slide my foot under the stall and tap back?
Wow. Play footsies.
Or do I tap on top of his foot?
Oh.
Or do I just aggressively try and slide under the stall and be like, I'm here?
The only way to find out is to go back and try it again.
Taryn, I'm fine with never finding out. You know what? In fact, why don't you Google search that? I don't even want that on my search history.